I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Yeah, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I want to drive.
Just drive, stay in prison.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
Drive away, take a break. We can reach our destination.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
And joining us for the Drive to the Close is Jim Lowell, Chief Investment Officer, Advisor Investments, helping to manage more than $5 billion. He joins us from Newton, Mass. Jim, thanks very much for being with us. Of course, Newton is home to Bloomberg 1061 Boston, Newburyport, and 1330 in Metro West and the South Shore. And I'm sure you're digging out from the snow, or at least enduring it. So thanks very much, and Happy New Year to you. Jim, are you a value investor or a growth investor?
We're both. So we look at active managers that have good skill sets in terms of finding growth stocks at reasonable values, i.e. paying lower prices for them. But we also understand that on the value side of the ledger, the traditional value side of the ledger, things like banks and industrials, materials, chemicals, there's opportunity to be had, especially in an environment where not just our economy is in expansion mode, but the global economy is in expansion mode and beginning to pick up its pace. So we think managers who earn their stripes by basically running concentrated portfolios that are not style-specific but are truly stock-specific are likely to win the day, as they did in 2017, one more time in 2018.
What is more challenging to get investors excited about, growth or value?
Well, probably value, although right at this moment, there's a lot of concern, a lot of right-minded concern about valuations, and I would say in particular in the biotech, the technology side. They had technology in particular had such a dramatic run-up in 2017, but it doesn't mean that the overall technology basket is overvalued. It just means that I wouldn't be buying the whole basket. I'd be looking selectively, certainly maybe still among some semiconductors, cloud computing. But anything to do with the consumer side of the technology ledger, Apple, of course, now being a bellwether consumer stock as opposed to a technology stock. So we'd be looking for managers who are able to really parse any specific sector, whether it's technology, the highest flyer of 2017, or maybe even energy, the lowest of the low in 2017. What we really bank on is our knowledge of managers and their career track record in bull, bear, and in different markets.
So, you know, it's interesting, Jim. Earlier I brought up a story about how much money is going into the Vanguard index funds. A crazy amount of money, record amount of money. You know, how do you kind of combat that, and how do you compete with that? I mean, we talked about
like $370 billion, yep. Right? $368, $370 billion?
You got it.
Yeah, well, I wish you had the answer because I don't think anybody does. But clearly the concern over the volume and velocity of money into passively managed index baskets, courtesy of index funds and exchange-traded funds, means that at some point that rising tide, when it reverses, could reverse with as much velocity and volume. So certainly the managers that we invest in, the managers we talk to, the managers we admire most, are looking at companies that may not even be inside of indexes or may be less prone based on their fundamentals, in particular their free cash flow. But it is, I would say, of my list of concerns, that certainly is up there in terms of a macro concern. When this market turns, especially when investors in those products who I think have mistaken and misaligned low cost with low risk see losses mount, don't forget the S&P 500 lost 57% in the last crash, I think you could see a tremendous run on those products, and that would obviously be difficult to swim against, but a good manager ought to be able to figure out how to lose significantly less when that tide does go up.
How much is too much when it comes to a mutual fund charging customers? How much are fees going to have to come down to compete with ETFs?
Well, it's a great question, and I don't know the answer, but I do know that if you look at the leading mutual fund companies, Fidelity, Vanguard, T. Rowe Price, they've been reducing fees pretty much across their boards significantly so, especially if you look back to where they were 10 years ago. But don't forget, Vanguard started out as a front-end load shop. I think that one of the things to pay attention to, though, is not just fee, but whether or not the manager is beating peer group and benchmark despite their fee. And if they are, that means they're beating the products that are built upon those benchmarks, ETFs, index funds. And so they're still probably worth considering. I would certainly never pay a front-end load. I'm a big no-load fund investor. Clearly will remain so.
Is there a chance, asking you to look into your crystal ball, that we could see 2018 be another positive year for equities? You know, if you take a look historically, when we've seen 20% plus gains in the S&P 500, the year after tends to be another higher year as well.
Well, we think that the fundamentals, so earnings, interest rates, economic data, suggest that 2018, while we don't expect it to be as smooth and in terms of volatility, as low a volatility playground as 2017 proved to be, we do think gains have the higher probability. We know that there's a myriad number of issues from near-term government shutdown, change of guard at the Fed, all the way through to midterm elections that could, not to mention all the usual despots like North Korea potentially upending the marketplace. But from a fundamental perspective, and that's what we focus on, we continue to like what we see. We don't think that we'll see as easy and as much gains as we saw in 2017, but we do think that unless and until those fundamentals begin to really break down, probability favors more gains.
Thank you very much for being with us. Jim Lowell helping us drive to the close. Jim Lowell, Chief Investment Officer for Advisor Investments, helping to manage more than $5 billion of customer assets based in Newton, Mass.